Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
Let's go back to the Morning X.
It's time for Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by... Yeah, right, just don't. It's National Hot Dog Day, guys. Happy National Hot Dog Day. God, I hate it when it falls on a Wednesday, you know? Because then it's like, should I wait until the weekend to celebrate? If I celebrate today, am I going to be hot dog hungover tomorrow? Got to go to work and all of that stuff.
I know. I'm really upset that they don't qualify this as a national holiday.
Right. We should have the day off. It's like the Super Bowl
and National Hot Dog Day.
Yeah, exactly. It's about time that we start cashing those in. I brought hot dogs yesterday for my man Nicholas Hajdek. I had extra hot dogs at the house because Bumbleito ate all of her hot dog bread. Let's give the whole hot dog, because I brought Nick some hot dogs. Mm-hmm. I was like, Nick's a garbage person. He'll eat these things.
You were bringing me boiled meat, some brisket you had sous vide. Yeah. I threw in some hot dogs.
I brought Nick some hot dogs, and he asked me, would I take them back home and grill them and bring them back to him?
Yes.
Because
the grilling is the optimal way to prepare a hot dog.
Right.
It's better.
You can't grill in the new... Katie Gill house?
Usually when I do hot dogs at home, I put them in the oven, bake it at like 350.
Oven dogs?
Because it kind of...
I'm not a hot dog aficionado, so I don't know. See, this is I'm a sausage guy. I don't... My Wolfpack golf... My go-to golf foursome, they love stopping at the turn and getting a hot dog. Usually I'm like, don't worry, I brought a shake. But if
I'm saving myself for my Diet Mountain Dew.
Yeah, if I've broken out of a lockdown, then I'll join you guys. But I'm going to get a sausage. If there's what kind of person eats a hot dog when we live in a sausage wrap available world? I don't know. But those
it depends on the sausage wrap for me, or like the sausage for me, because there's specific ones I won't eat, and I'm very, very picky when it comes to links.
Specific sausages?
Yeah, and you're gonna be grossed out. But okay. I only like one kind of hot dog. And it's the kind that has the cheese in
what
the
is
middle.
That? Oh, my God.
Already.
I'm not grossed out. I am offended, though.
Like, I don't... If it doesn't have,
what
like...
What is kind of hot dog? Man,
cheese in the middle.
When I was cooking these hot dogs the other day, I offered one to Bumbleito. I told you guys, and he says, what kind? And I'm like, what do you mean, what kind? It's a hot dog. What kind? And I said, it's a grilled hot dog. And he goes... Turkey or pork? And I was like, are there turkey hot dogs? Mm-hmm. What kind of a terrible world do
turkey
we live
dogs.
In? It's all of them, okay? It's
veggie
all the meats
dogs.
Ground up into, it's whatever they had left over.
It's the beaks and the hooves and the talons.
Yeah, that's a hot dog, man.
So gross. That's why I can only eat it if it's smothered in cheese on the outside and on the inside. So I'm just eating cheese.
You don't like hot dogs. You don't like hot dogs. Just give
but
up
I
on
like
them.
Hot dogs with cheese in the middle.
I might argue that, Nicholas Haja, you don't like hot dogs because I brought you these said hot dogs. You immediately complained that there were some missing.
Yes. You gave me an original 8-pack of uncooked hot dogs. Right. I asked you to grill them for me. They come back. Half of them are gone, and one of mine has a Bumbleito bite out of it.
So I gave you 4 hot dogs instead of 8, all right? Don't act
three
like I stole, so I stole some of your hot dogs.
It wasn't really yours to begin with, right?
Yes, but then also, what am I going to do? Just eat 3 hot dogs and throw away 5 hot dog buns because I had already bought all of the fixins at home?
You did not buy
any fixins.
I prepared
for 8.
Shut up.
You did not. You did not. You did not even. You couldn't wait to eat those. You couldn't even get them home.
You ruined, because I was creating a fun hot dog experiment. I cooked 2 of them outside on the grill, traditional style, and I have a ninja smarty foodie indoor grill thing, and I cooked half of them on there, and I was like, let's do a blind taste test, see if Nick can tell which one is which. I give him these hot dogs, and he immediately turns it into hot dog salad.
It was gross.
He diced up the hot dogs, covered them with mustard and ketchup, swirled it all around, and then just ate them. And I was like, we're supposed to do a blind taste test.
Well, again, I like hot dogs, which includes a bun, ketchup, mustard, onions, relish,
chili, cheese. Then you don't like hot dogs.
I don't like wieners.
You don't like hot dogs.
I can't just put a naked wiener in my mouth and not imagine biting a penis. Maybe I'm weird. But that's how that's how my brain works. So I had to cut them up to avoid them being, to make
what's
them less phallic.
What's with this internalized homophobia going on here What's with that? Just eat it.
You can put a hot. What, you can't put eat a banana? In your mouth. It's no problem.
Yeah, you can't eat a banana. Bananas are off. Are you the person that like breaks the banana in half with their hand and then eats it with their hand? Like
no, I shove the whole thing in my mouth, but I'm thinking about a penis the entire time. This is how it works.
All right.
It's also really weird watching Jason like look at me and make eye contact and be like, "Hey, enjoy my wiener." I'm like, "Dude, okay, work environment." So I had to cut it up and disguise it with some ketchup.
Is
and
it
mustard.
Just the shape of the hot dog that makes
it's
you?
Also, the taste.
The taste.
So you don't
the
like taste. Hot dogs.
Just the taste of that processed meat.
Yeah.
The chicken, beef, pork.
You know what's funny is Bumbleina is always saying to me, she's big on texture. She has texture issues when it comes to meat.
I can't shrimp because I just imagine the head's being crushed.
I will give her a chicken breast. It's just chicken breast throughout, and she'll give me a plate back that's got several corners and pieces cut around because she's like, I don't the texture of that part. I'm like, what are you talking about? That's chicken. Eat
what,
the chicken.
What is it? A chicken what?
A chicken breast.
I feel like you put a little extra English on the art. Like, it's a breast. Enjoy this breast, darling. Yeah. No wonder she doesn't eat your food.
I don't know. I don't know about that. But the other day, I was making these hot dogs. She's like, I'll eat a hot dog. I was like, we don't have any buns. She says, I'll just eat a hot dog. I'm like, you're all consumed about meat texture, and hot dog is just like, yeah, just give me a hot dog. I'll eat it plain. I don't know. That doesn't add up for me.
I also like them when they plump when they cook. Yours are not plumped.
I'm not a great hot dog cook. Yeah. I guess that's how we spilled into this hot dog tangent is that I didn't even know you could put them in the oven. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. I will tell you, though, that several of the bites tasted better than the other ones, so I assume your indoor grill ones didn't work. Experiment success.
Well, how do you know? It's 50-50. It's either the indoor grill was the better one or the outdoor grill was the better one.
I saved both of you guys each a piece of each little wiener nubbin, and y'all just threw them in the trash.
After seeing you saw those wieners in that plastic container like a leftover salad, I was not about to eat those leftovers.
From the makers of hamburger milkshake, hot dog salad. You guys do this story. I got to do some calculations.
Okay. From the makers of Is a Hot Dog a Sandwich? Emily, have you weighed in on this? Hot dog sandwich?
I have not yet on air.
What do you think?
Hot dog sandwich? No.
53% say a hot dog is a sandwich.
I don't think so.
Do this debate again. But 75% of people say that they would put the condiments in the bun before the hot dog.
Yeah.
Now, it wasn't like a, do you prefer it this way? It's just like, have you done it? Is it acceptable to do this? Nick, you're saying, is that the optimal way to do it?
Yes.
Put
the condiments in first? Then put, like I do, chili and relish and onions on there. Because if you put it all on top of the wiener and you squeeze it,
you don't like hot dogs. You like toppings.
I like hot dogs. Well, yes, I like toppings. I like sauce. But I like hot dogs. I don't just like wieners.
So you put the chili on the bottom layer?
You do the bun. You do a line of ketchup on one side, a line of mustard on the other side. Uh-huh. Put the wiener in there. Then you put in some relish on the top, some onions. And then you go do chili on top of that, cheese on top of
that. So you put the chili on top.
Dislocate your jaw, but the ketchup
mustard on the bottom. You were saying that you squeeze all the toppings out. Aren't you squeezing the chili out when you put it on the top like that?
Yeah.
Yes, but imagine how bad it would be if there was ketchup and mustard.
Have you considered going chili on bottom? A bed of chili kind of seems nice.
Yeah, a bed of chili.
Look, the answer is you put them open face in the broiler underneath the oven, and then you eat them with a knife and fork. But that's,
you and oven hot dogs. You're a big fan of those.
So Papa Heidi used to make them.
According to the official, there's apparently an internet hot dog etiquette guide.
Okay.
It says, never, never place the condiments between the bun and the hot dog. Always put the hot dog in first. So you heard it right there. The internet says, shove the dry wiener in first, lube it up second. These are rules to live by. Right?
I don't think so. That doesn't sound right.
You're not into that?
That doesn't add up for you? That doesn't add up.
That sounds like great content for our TikTok.
Happy National Hot Dog Day!
Eat your wieners.
It's the Morning X. Brett with one T tweets at the Morning X. Says, Nick, I'm not sure how to process your I can't eat a wiener or banana without thinking about penis take. But this is the quality content that we've come to know and love at 7:30 in the morning on a weekday. Hashtag penis foods. Brett, you're going to want to hang out later because Emily has got an avocado take that is going to blow your mind.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
It's going to blow your... I shouldn't say blow so close to the avocado take once you find out what it is, but... Yeah, buddy. Davis the Door Guy says, nah, man, bun condiments, dog condiments, then pro style, you grab the tip of the wiener, give it a full rotation in each direction to get a nice spread going.
Ooh, I like that concept, using the wiener as a utensil.
A mixer? It's its own stir stick?
Yeah, or it's you know, the protein shake bottles with the little ball in it? It's the same thing. Except for you just kind of rotate it around, and
I accidentally ate like three of those little ball things when I was on my Odyssey.
How?
Just chugging shakes, and I was like, "Oh, what was that? That one was a little chunky."
Oh,
Shut up!
I swallowed three of them, past two, so one of them just
still just in there shaking things up.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not sure. That's why every time I get on the scale, I deduct one shake ball. Because I'm like, that's not me.
I have questions about how this affects the output, but nope.
That guy coming up in just a second. Trustin tweets at the Morning Dex, says, Jason, I know you love requests. For that guy, I want you to go after the answers your text with a phone call guy. Don't be that guy. Put extra mustard on it. I got a real situation over here. Thanks in advance. I believe I've done that one before, Trustin, because I got plenty of those in my life. You text them, and then immediately you get a phone call from them. Oh, it was just easier to call than text you back. Well, get better at texting, okay?
Is that bad? Uh-oh.
Do you do that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What? I don't want to text all the time.
Sorry, I was dry. That's a disgrace to your generation, Emily.
I'm sorry.
All right, your people,
my thumbs are tired.
I expect it from 40-year-old Kenny, okay?
I've been doing this for years. My thumbs are tired.
You know what? You have been texting your entire life, all right? I didn't start texting until I was like 22 years old.
Yeah. Shouldn't you have evolved more like dexterous thumbs by this point? Like you have an extra joint or something?
I don't know. I heard that there's a thing where if you hold the phone like a certain way, like certain people's pinkies are a little bit messed up.
I've absolutely got that, yes.
Because of the weight of your phone, you know?
We're not going to do that one, Trustin. I'm going to be that guy today, but I'm really just doing it. The bust on my guy, Nicholas Hodgson. His comedic stylings. We'll get to that in just a second. Hold on. 101X, it's the Morning X. Do we have more Kings of Leon tickets? Yeah, we do. 8:30 today will be your chance to win those. Parents, grade my parenting. I did a thing for Bumbleito the other day. I think I nailed it. That's coming up in just a moment.
And now the Morning X chronicles the antics of that guy.
It is always just that guy, and their friends are usually normal.
Works out, exercises at work guy. Don't be that guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, suck.
I guess the biggest problem is, first of all, I still, even though am I one of them now, I see people exercising and I'm just like, you're the worst. What's wrong with you?
Shut up. You're addicted to fitness.
Just running. Yeah, I know.
Accept it.
Now I'm like the guy who like it gets to the end of the day and if I didn't go on a run, I'm like annoyed and grumpy. I hate myself and all of the people like me.
You're a self-loathing exerciser.
But the guy who just, I don't know if it's a midday workout or maybe it's rides his bike to work guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But just the guy who's just going to go sit down in the cubicle, totally sweaty, just drenched in grossness and just like, what's up? I'm ready for the work day. No, you need a shower. Get out of here, man. You're gross.
Did you run into one of these gentlemen?
I am here to admit, it was me. You guys remember a couple of weeks ago, we had a big important conference call with a consultant so he could yell at us about, I don't know, something like that.
I think it complimented me.
Things.
Was that the positive reinforcement one?
Yeah, there was one.
He was like, hey, I'm going to play you guys something good that you did. And then it was like from 2008. I was like, oh, damn. It's been that long. Jesus.
He proceeded to beat us down.
It's fine. We're doing good, guys. Don't worry about us. The conference call was at 11 a.m. Show's over at 10. You could say there's an hour of behind the scenes things that I have to do, but yeah, right. And so efficiency Jason was like, oh, you know what? I can get a workout in. I've already gone and jogged every different street in my neighborhood. I got a variety of different routes to keep it fresh.
They're all like Jason tracks his jogs by Zillow.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at property values.
Just looking at sweet houses in my neighborhood. I'm like, that thing is $800,000. It's 400 square feet. What's going on, man? But I was excited.
I don't know if that's a joke.
No, there's one in my neighborhood that is kind of nuts. It's a teardown. Somebody's going to build three houses on it, but there's a shack there right now. Anyway, no, I was excited. I was like, I've worked here for 20 years. I've never really explored this neighborhood back here, so I'm excited to go on a jog through the neighborhood. So I did
that. Explored that back neighborhood.
I did
not
that.
By exercising.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
By what?
You go back there and do the drugs?
Yeah.
Don't do drugs at work, Nick. How many times have I told you? All right. At least once today.
I like doing it just up the outside of that school limit sign.
Oh my god.
Oh no. Not in front of the children.
They need to know.
It's funny. On the jog, I was like, oh, there's a school over here. Yeah. I didn't even know. How about that? Seemed like everybody around this radio station is severely uneducated, so I would have thought there's surely not a school within 10 miles of this place. I had an extra hour, just went on a run through the neighborhood. I think you can see it. Is it on our TikTok, Emily?
Yeah.
Yes,
it is on our 101X Morning X.
You want to see a titillating video of me taking off on a run from work.
I made her do it because I saw you when we went up to Dallas last year. We were staying at a hotel off the highway in Dallas, and you went for a jog. And I was just like, well, who is this guy?
I'm jogger guy now.
No.
That's the way that I work, man.
I think the worst part about jogger guy or guy that jogs at work or whatever is I get that this is logical, but it just pisses me off 10 times more that they bring their... like a change of clothes. I think that just makes me even more mad when they walk in and they like have little shorts and they have a little tank top and they're like, all right, I'm ready for my run. They bring different shoes.
Good on them. Good for them.
No, I know. Because it's a good thing, but
that's the guy,
it's annoying.
The guy I don't like is the one who just comes back to work all gross in the workout clothes and just continues on with his day the rest of the day.
I can see you coming back with like the bloody nipples that like the marathoners get.
I
get a little nipple irritation every once and again. Mm-hmm. That's, man, a couple of weeks ago, it was, I can't believe I didn't tell you because it definitely was a milestone achievement. I took my shirt off at the basketball court for the first time. Nobody's around, okay? There was no one there, but there was the danger that somebody could show up.
Yeah.
And I was getting a little nipple rub and I was like, you know what? Let's go. So there's going shirts and skins today. We're skins. Shirt off at the basketball court guy. He's doing it, man.
I
do that when I walk around the park at Mueller and take off my shirt trying to even out my farmer's tan. But when I go by like the Camp Gladiators, I always like put it on before they can see me.
Good thinking. Do you have a guy who works out at the office or comes to work, comes back all sweaty and gross? Tweet at us at 101X Morning X. But I mostly bring it up because I want to highlight the comedic abilities of the great Nicholas Hajda, who...
funny guy.
When we had on this infamous work run... You can see on our TikTok, I did bring extra clothes, and so
yes.
I switched into my workout clothes, and I threw my professional radio clothes on the bench over here.
Your t-shirt?
I come back from my run, and my clothes are gone! My clothes are missing!
Gotcha!
Oh,
and
no.
You got hodged.
Nick took my clothes and removed them from the bench right there, put them under the bench. He hid them in the cabinet that's under the bench. Literally the first place I looked. But he got me.
It did get you.
What tell me about your process. What is that?
Oh, no.
I mean, first
that's
of all,
a prank?
Like that was
what is that? What are we doing?
That was 98% involuntary reflex. I just saw a way to make your life more difficult just by one iota of agree. Not even that I was going to confuse you or you'd be like, where are my clothes? I imagined Emily would wrap me out immediately.
I'll tell you, look, listen.
But just that sigh of disappointment when you just saw that I did it, that's what I was going for.
Well, it brought me down. It ruined my day. Not because I could, where are my clothes? What am I going to do? Because these are the jokes that my number two is capable of. These are my consigliori thinks that, oh, this is going to be hilarious. Jason's gonna come back looking for a shirt and it's not gonna be there. You tell Dan Lebatard about that. Tell Dan, put that on your reel. I bet you he'll hire you then, okay? I bet you get the job in Miami.
If
he
finds break into their offices and find his clothes.
You moved somebody's clothes, comedian. Trustin tweets at the Morning X, says, oh, I'm so sore today from yesterday's workout, you guys. Guy, don't be that guy. I am that guy. Yeah. Just in general, the people talking about fitness and exercise, I hate it. Even though I'm in the thing? I'm not in the thing.
You're more in the thing than I'm in the thing.
I got a special human collar that blinks so that I can go jogging in the dark and not get hit by a car.
No way. Does it shock you too?
I think
every time you do something bad?
It's supposed to be an armband. It's two armbands or wrist things. I don't know, but I linked them together. Now I wear it around my neck like a blinky dog collar.
Okay.
A dog running away from home.
But way more annoying than works out at work guy is the guy who's constantly counting his steps. It's like, I just took the stairs to the elevator. Yeah. That got me an extra 425 steps.
Yeah,
I stand up at my desk so that the circulation is increased in my...
Yeah, my aunt and uncle, they have one of those Fitbit things. And did you know that if you get a certain amount of steps each day, your insurance certain insurances will take off some money every
month.
Well,
those things are so easy to fake.
That's what they do. My aunt and uncle, they stand there and they just wave their arm and they're like, got to get my steps in because they want to knock down their insurance, and they do it every single day.
Yeah. That's what people who have to pay for their insurance do. And we don't want to experience that for another 2 years.
Are you on your parents' insurance?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Get out of here. Brett with 1T says, one of the banks I used to work for promoted walking/biking/jogging to work, had a private shower room attached to the bathroom that only employees could access. As far as I know, it was never used. Didn't help that the branch was out in Bee Caves. Hashtag no thanks.
Never used as in nobody ever worked out, or never used as in never showered? Ew.
Yeah. Did we have a shower in this building?
No,
we have a hose outside.
Yeah.
I also remember
Bruce got a bathroom in his office upstairs. Does that not have a shower in there? I've never been in there.
Ooh, I don't know. That's a good question.
Ooh.
I do remember one time we used to do yoga in the conference room, but our conference room is connected to a recording studio that has like a glass window. And so there would be the people doing yoga in the conference room, and then there'd be like all the guys shoved in this little studio watching them.
They
stopped doing it.
Doug from Corpus Christi says, having a job where I wear a suit and tie, I'd be a sweaty mess if I walked or biked to work. When I was a municipal court prosecutor, just running around the court, the judge would ask, "Is he okay?" It's me. Reach me says, "You got hajjed" needs to become a staple. You should make your own YouTube series, Nick. You got hajjed.
You got hajjed.
With just that level of pranks.
And Zach from New Braunfels says, "Come on, Nick, step up your game. You got to replace the shirt with the exact one, but two sizes too small. Rub it with itching powder, something. Come on, man."
Yeah, step up your game. I think it was pretty last minute.
Fine. Next time I'll set Jason's clothes on fire.
Yeah.
It was just such an unbelievably epic, well thought out prank. You got me.
That's part of it.
You zinged me so good. Previously on the Bumbles, Jason's girlfriend and her son moved in. They loved living with Jason, but he wasn't so confident about his parenting abilities. I am not a parent. I have insisted all along that Bumbleito is just my bro, that we're just bros.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what?
I stand
by that, and in that I would provide this same sort of counseling for any of my bros. Nick, if you want to talk about the birds and the bees, I'm your guy.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Please.
Okay.
Yeah. What about me?
Seems like it's the potential, the danger for an HR violation is so much higher. so much higher.
With me than Nick.
But if you want to talk to Emily, I'd be happy to help you out.
Oh, my God. Okay. If Bumbleito was a Bumbleita, and you guys were home together when she had her first period.
I don't know what to do. Turn the hose on her. I don't know how to handle that situation.
Don't do that.
That's not it.
No.
Okay. Well,
no.
Yeah. Let's be thankful that it's a dude. I have tried my best to keep any parental responsibilities from being shoved onto my plate, but it sort of just popped up the other. it came
popped
about.
Up.
No, don't say came either. The other day.
It masturbated. I mean, manifested.
There was a thing, and I was like, I know how to do this. I can do this one. So, parents, for real, I want you to judge me here on how I handled this situation, because I think your boy nailed it. All right? I think I got it real good. So me and Bumbleito are sitting there watching Dave. Is this a problem?
first issue.
He's 13 years old. In my opinion, that's a show that's the kind of show that he should be watching.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not to flashback 2 days, but I believe it was this time we were talking about how he only watches cartoons and plays with plushies. What's the deal? I'm not saying he's got to be going out there, you know, running through them hood rats, but at least occasionally watch a live action television show. Is that wrong? Anyway, so he's sitting next to me watching Dave. You guys watching the season of Dave?
No.
New episode tonight, I believe.
Ooh.
Not a promo. Last week, Doja Cat, Dave, meet on some celebrity dating app. Hey, fun fact, Doja Cat, black.
That is a fun fact.
It's not a fact. I knew that.
I did.
I pay attention to the world.
It took some reverse engineering, but we figured out off the air yesterday that to me, Doja Cat was who, Nick?
Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa was Doja Cat.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, when Dave was not dating a indie pop dance act, I was like, hang on, what? Doja Cat is poor man's Cardi B?
I can under if you're doing this while
you know
Bumbleach is watching Dave, I can see why his mind would wander.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're watching Dave. There's some adult-oriented content that's going down. Dave and Doja Cat are texting, and she keeps using the P word.
Uh-huh.
And Bumbleito literally, he goes, should I leave? And I'm like, oh, you know how to read? I didn't know. I didn't know that you could.
You still spell things out loud to him so he doesn't.
Yeah, they wrote
understand.
The P-U-S, and I was like, oh, he can read that word. Okay.
I forgot about when we watched the Jennifer Lopez Shakira halftime show, and he was in attendance. Mm-hmm. And I forgot that he was there, and all of a sudden he just goes,
There was one point in the episode of Dave, spoiler alert, where Dave's dad ejaculates in his pants in a dressing room at a store. I believe what's the manager's name? Mike, the redheaded dude. Andrew Santino is the actor comic who plays him. He just says, "Did you orgasm in your pants?" And then Bumbleito says, "What's an orgasm?" And Bumbleina, his mom, that question was clearly addressed at her. She goes, let me get back to you on that one. And then he goes, "Jason, what's an orgasm?" And I was like, And he goes, "Is it a sex thing?" And I was like, "I can do this one.
Mm-hmm.
I can do it. I can do
it,
guys.
Yeah, you got it. You got
it. Do it."
Yes.
And so I said, "Yes, Bumbleito, it's a sex thing. An orgasm is the climax of sex. The other day when we watched the new Space Jam movie?"
Oh,
spoiler
no.
alert for Space Jam as well. at the end of Space Jam, when Bugs glitches out and LeBron is able to get an open look and he makes the game-winning shot, that was the climax of the movie. An orgasm is the climax of sex.
And a rabbit has to die.
And then I said, "But this guy, he climaxed in his pants, so he glitched out. You don't want to do that."
Oh, my God.
Don't do it like that guy did. And he goes, "Thank you, Jason," and then went up to his bedroom. Who knows? Who knows what went on in there? But Bumbleina told me, she was like, "That was excellent. That was really good what you told him." She passed the parenting buck, and I was like, "I got this one. I caught it, dunked it, all right? I climaxed on that climax explanation."
So many basketball references.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now every time you talk about the birds and the bees, you're going to have to call it the
mm-hmm.
balls and the hoops.
Mm-hmm. Balls and the hoops, sure.
I just want other life lessons from Space Jam 2.
Parents, get at me. For real. That was pretty good, right? That was good. Okay.
Could have been way worse.
It's good.
Way worse.
Good. What up, X? It's the Morning X. Jason Diggett, friends. Punk rock physicist tweets at the Morning X says, Bumbleito voice, "Jason, what's an orgasm?" "Well, it's something your mother has never experienced with me."
Aww.
You know, she would tell you differently, but she is one of those, shouldn't
wow, this
should,
is about to be
shouldn't
massive
share,
oversharing. Shouldn't.
Yeah, where are you going with
look,
this?
There's some,
silent?
There's some of the, this some that the, I clearly, it's pretty obvious when it has happened with her.
Goes the dynamite.
With her, I'm like, "Did it happen? Did it happen? I don't know."
She's like, "Sure."
I never know, but
okay.
she tells me, she wouldn't lie to me, right?
No.
No, she would never.
Doug in Corpus Christi says, "My parents sent me to a church seminar to learn sex terms in a Christian way." What is that? At like 11 years old. 13 is pretty old to not know the clinical term for it, but just wait until he moves from plushies to furries, Jason. You're going to have to learn a bunch of new terms.
Man,
yeah,
those stuffed
you know,
toys learn
I don't
some
know. This is
well.
What my concern, oh my God, are you telling me that's why he's still hanging on to all the plushies? Is because he can...
No.
That was my concern a couple days ago, is that I feel like perhaps he's a little behind the development curve. I don't know. It was part of me, the way that he immediately scampered upstairs, that he just wanted to hear me explain what an orgasm was. Mm-hmm. Is that?
Well, did he ask you to spell it? He said, hey, can you spell it for me real fast and write it down?
Well, Google search
paper?
For that. Yeah. Look, real talk, I think that was a good job because my understanding of young teenage kids, and they're looking for confirmation. They kind of know things. They may have heard about things in the schoolyard. So the best thing you can do is give them a very real answer and dispel any kind of questions or, you know, don't tell them it's a sin or
answer his questions in a polite manner.
You did.
You're chuckling. This is evil. We're complimenting you, and you're about to be evil again.
I just got a text message that it's so good.
Okay.
I don't know if I could read it.
Okay.
Read it. We'll find out. We'll dump it if you can.
Is clinical enough? All right.
Come on. You're unfireable.
Oh, my God. Chris, good for you. I don't have your name saved in my phone. So I was like, who is this just coming in from the rafters with this joke? Okay, I'm going to do it, and then we're going to go to commercial really fast.
Okay.
If you have virgin ears out there, close them up, all right? If you got sensitive, I might want to write a letter to the FCC ears. Don't be a jerk. Shut it off right now.
These are all jokes.
I gave you fair warning.
That's how this works.
This probably makes it even worse because it's like, you clearly knew it was wrong. Why did you do it? Okay, here we go.
You're educating the newbie me on what not to say on the radio. Yeah.
Oh, my God, just finish.
If Bumbleito starts calling his ejaculate Space Jam, I am going to die.
Oh, no.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.